hopefully everybody is good. You're gonna have a beautiful day today. It is Dr. Daryl, your girl, the extreme weight loss coach. I got something really good for y'all. I have something really good for you to measure your success. Okay, so in the previous episode, I talked about why your focus should be on wellness instead of weight loss, right? I'm not going to recap those things for you. So we're just going to move on. So you got to make sure that you listen every week, because we're going to build upon building of things that we need to know so that we can have really good success with having to lose over 100 pounds and feeling amazing and keeping it off. That's exactly what you want. I know, because it's what I wanted when I weighed 674 pounds. Okay. So number one, you're going to do these five things to shift your mindset from weight loss to wellness. So the first thing is you're going to focus on your overall health. If you are only focusing on how much weight you need to lose, how much weight did you lose today, if you're weighing yourself every morning, you are just setting yourself up for failure. You want to make sure that several things. You want to make sure that your blood pressure is good. You want to make sure that your blood work is good, that you're not at any type of deficit or anything like that. You want to make sure that you're not winded when walking up the steps. We all know what makes us feel good. You want your entire body to feel good. You don't just want to lose weight, because that doesn't equate to how your health is. That's not a good indicator of how let me go back. That's not an indicator of how healthy you are. Your weight is not an indicator of that. And if you have a doctor that is telling you that, change. Get a new doctor, because it is not an indicator of how healthy you are. Okay. So I just want to make sure that we are focusing on your whole everything. You want your hair to be healthy. You want your nail beds to be healthy. You want to be able to walk up the steps without your joints hurting. I'm telling you, the best thing that you can do to see how your overall health is to be able to get up off the floor without any help. I can't even do that yet. That's something that I am working on, because I have arthritis and I'm very weak. I'm not really strong. And I hate that. So, and I'm just being transparent. That is one of my goals by the end of 2024. So, and I have different degrees of measuring that, because, you know, I don't do no year-long goals. Now, you know, I'm a vision board expert, right? And so we do vision boards for 90 days. You could do them less than that, but 90 days is a good amount of time. So for me, I have different degrees of being able to get up off the floor, right? And I measure them every 90 days. So by the end of 2024, I want to be able to just get up off the floor. Now, some people could just get up without holding on anything. I don't have a problem with having to turn over and push up off the floor, okay? I still think that's still good to be able to get up. Right now, I have to hold on to something. I have to have a chair or something like that to be able to get up. So I'm in the process of building the strength in my arms and my legs. And you want to make sure that you're moving every day and that you're moving everything in your body. Now, that does not mean going to the gym for 4 hours, okay? So look that up or follow me, because I talk about that a lot, okay? So that was number one. You want to focus on your overall health. Number two, sustainable habits. You want to change the habits that are keeping you at needing to lose over 100 pounds. Because whatever you're doing right now, it's working to keep you right where you are. It's not that it's not working. Oh, it's working, but it's working on the goal that you don't want. So you need to change that. So in order to change your habits, you need to do them every single day. And in order to do that, you cannot work on 25 habits at once. It's just not doable. I feel so sad when we as women, you know, we really decide, look, I got to get this weight off. And we're trying like everything under the sun. And we're trying to do all of them at once. Like you just cannot do that. So you want to choose like three habits. And what you could do with those three habits, you want to include like three non-negotiables about this habit. So I talk about this exercise all the time called the heel drop, where you just get on your tippy toes and you just fall down heavy on your heels, or you can rebound, right? They give you the same results, okay? So that should be part of your non-negotiable. Not should be, but that can be one of your non-negotiables. Like every morning, I'm going to do 50 of these before I leave. In the middle of the day, I'm going to find somewhere where I'm working, even if I got to go into a bathroom stall and do my little 50 or 25, hill drops in order for me to reach whatever that number is for the day. Make it a non-negotiable. Put it on your vision board. Put it as part of your affirmation that you're saying every day. Affirmations are also good to help you to change your habit so that you can sustain that habit and make sure it's a lifelong habit. That exercise is for somebody that's 40. It's for somebody that's 65. It's for somebody that's 80 if you are in good health. So start now so that when you are 80 or 85, you're able to do a heel drop or get up off the floor. Because let me tell you, my mother is 75. My mother can get up off the floor. Now, she's going to have to maybe push off or something. But trust me, she's going to beat me in getting up off the floor because she's never had a weight problem. She's always gardened. You know, gardening is also a really good exercise. Like, you get a workout out there gardening. Yoga is a good exercise that helps your whole body. So you want to make sure that your habits include sustainable habits, right? Something that includes your body moving so you can move all of your muscles that you don't move all the time. You want them to keep working. You want them to still be flexible and everything else, right? So you want to have a sustainable habit for that. How are you going to move your body for wellness? You want to have a sustainable habit for eating. What is your way of eating that's going to heal and nurture your body? You may decide two of my meals a day, however many meals you decide that you're going to eat, are going to be plant-based. You want to eat as many whole foods as you can and reduce as many processed foods as you can. So make that up for you. What does that look like? Because again, it is not a diet. It is going to be a sustainable habit for your way of eating so that your body is well. And the last non-negotiable that I think you should have is a non-negotiable for your well-being, your mental status, your soul, your mind. How do you pump yourself up every day? How do you get past, you know, trauma and all of that stuff? So, and I'm just giving you examples of sustainable habits that's going to change your entire life. That's what you want to make sure that you have, okay? That was two. Number three, positive self-talk. Now, that's a little bit different than affirmations. Affirmations are of course, positive, but positive self-talk to me is me being like my cheerleader in the background. So I still have anxiety a little bit about stepping up on curbs and steps because it's been so long that I've had arthritis and I'm in pain a lot and just trying to maneuver. And I have this fear of falling. I have this fear of falling because guess what? I can't just get up. That's why that is one of my major goals and one of my non-negotiables, right? So the positive self-talk is, girl, you see the curb, step up on the curb. You got this. We're not worrying about that today. That's why your subconscious mind is very important. And she steps in when I need her. And she's there all the time. I can call on her at any second of the day to say to me, don't you dare be afraid about that curb. Step up on the curb. Walk into this room like a boss. You're beautiful. Girl, I love what you have on today. That is positive self-talk. You got this. You can do this. I'm so proud of you. That's different from affirmations. So the positive self-talk is very important that throughout the day you are encouraging yourself. You got this. You look beautiful today while you're on your journey. I love the way you walk. I love the way you dance, girl. You got it. That is how you should be talking to yourself. And let me give you one other tip. When you come across another female, and I normally approach a female that is you know, that's plus size, because I want to make sure that they know that they're beautiful like today. So I make it a point every day. Even, and sometimes I have to go out of my way. Sometimes I don't do it every day, because sometimes I don't leave my house. I'm just like on a day where I'm not out of here. But if I am out and about in this world, I will always find one of the plus size female and I give her a compliment. I give her a compliment. And the reactions make me feel so good. Not make me feel good like, oh, I'm a beautiful person because I just made this lady smile. I feel so good because I can immediately feel her energy shift. And guess what? It shifts my energy. It helps me to be a better person. That's why it makes me feel good. So it's just like the people that have the little signs like, give me a hug. It's the same concept. So, and it's one of my ways that I give back to the world. And I don't tell them what I do. I don't try to promote my business. I just say, girl, you rocking them shoes today. Or, you know, one thing I like to say, especially if I see some cute tennis shoes, I'd be like, girl, what size are they? Because they look like they could fit my feet because they are the bomb. Or what have you. And it helps me. It helps me so much for that positive self-talk to like model for them what it looks like. So I'm going to challenge you guys to do that and let me know how it works out for you. Let me know when you do it, how does it work out? How did it make you feel? And how do you think the other individual felt when you said that to her? Now, several people I've told that I do this and they're like, you need to start recording that. And I don't know how I would do that, because I know someone came up to me with a camera. I don't know. Now I'm getting ready to be. Now, y'all know if you got a camera, I'm be like, look, let me pose. So I don't know if I would look at somebody like they crazy if they get ready to take my picture or they have a video, because I'm be like, what you doing? Let me pose, get my good side. But I know that some people would be a little weary of me coming up and recording. And I think it would take away from them knowing that I'm genuine with what I'm saying to them. So I'll have to think about that. Okay, that was number three, positive self-talk. Number four, you're going to be talking about, you're going to practice emotional resilience. Now, what that means is you want to make sure that when you mess up, you could just, I like to call them my three S. You're going to forgive yourself. You're going to forget about it. And you're going to move forward. The three F's. So emotional resilience will allow you to do that, so that you're not staying in that place of disappointment. You're not staying in that place of self-doubt. You're not staying in that place of there you go again, failing again. You can't do nothing. That you move past those things, that you learn from them, and that you're able to look at the positive side of every single thing. I can list several things positive about me weighing 674 pounds. And yes, I know it's crazy, but I really can. I can give you several reasons what was positive about me weighing that much. And one of the reasons is where I am today. Certain things I needed to learn. I don't know, had I been a regular size, if I would be as successful as I am right now with going to school and having my family. I don't know if I would be married to my husband. I don't know all of those things. So I love my life, so I wouldn't change anything about it. So you want to make sure that when you have that emotional resilience, that means that you're able to push past and push through everything. Now, that doesn't mean that you're never sad. I'm dealing with grief. I lost my father. Then 3 years later, on the same day, I lost my brother. And now I'm dealing with my mom having dementia. So my entire childhood family is basically gone. I'm grieving right now. And I've been grieving. So, but guess what? I can still turn something positive into it all the time. I ask my brother and my father to show me little signs all the time, and they pop right up. I talk to them all the time. I fuss at them all the time. So, you know, but my emotional resilience would never let my grief stop me from doing what I'm doing. But I'm also going to treat myself with love and grace, and I'm going to allow myself the time to grieve, because that's human nature, and I'm human. And sometimes I'm sad, and I would let people know. I'll let my husband, I'm just kind of sad today. You know, if I talk to my mother and she didn't remember something or what have you, and it will make me sad, and I give myself that moment to be sad. So the emotional resilience is important, and it's a part of self-care. It's a part of self-care. So that was number four. So number five is, I love this one. Enjoy the journey, honey. Enjoy the journey. So you think about the first time you're going to be able to put on a shirt that you couldn't fit. And you're not going to get a tiny shirt. You're going to get a shirt that's maybe like two sizes smaller than what you wear. You got to praise yourself along the way. You have to go through this journey with love and grace and forgiveness for yourself. Be compassionate. Be, you know, have empathy for yourself during this journey and enjoy it. So don't forget what it felt like to put on a shirt that was two sizes smaller or put on a shirt that you couldn't wear last year. And make sure you're trying them on, because I cannot tell you how many outfits I have said, oh, yeah, let me try this on because I haven't tried it on. I couldn't wear it before. And now the daggone thing is too big. You know how mad that makes you? And some people say, oh, you ought to be glad. Honey, look, it makes you mad because I done spent money on the outfit. And trust me, the outfit was cute. And now it's been so long, they don't sell it anymore. So I done missed out on the opportunity to wear my cute outfit. Don't keep missing out on opportunities because you're waiting to lose the entire amount of weight that you think you want to lose in order to be happy. So you want to make sure that you are focusing on what does your body look like for it to be well, because the weight loss will be a byproduct of your wellness being really, really good. So enjoy the journey. Have a good time. Go and try on clothes. But you're going to need the emotional resilience for that, because there have been plenty of times that I have gone out shopping and I'm sitting in the dressing room crying on the phone to my husband because nothing looks right. Okay, there's been plenty of times that I did that before, but now I don't have that mindset anymore. I don't have the mindset. So if something doesn't look right on me, because my bodies are all the same. I have some back fat. I got the hanging arms. So I know I'm not going to pick a shirt with short sleeves because I don't like the way my arms look, and I'm not going to wear them out. Now, I've had somebody swore me up and down, but that's a sign of self-hate. No, it's not. That's my preference. Just like I love my hair color. I love my hair in a tapered cut. I didn't like it when I tried to grow it out. So me saying I didn't like my hair when I was growing it out, that's not a sign of self-hate, is it? Or is that a sign of my preference? That's my preference. There are plenty of women who have arms that are smaller than mine, that are bigger than mine, that are more flabbier than mine, and they wear their arms out. I don't look at them like, ew, girl, why would you do that? I look at them like, gosh, you have that confidence to do that. But I don't look at myself like I don't have the confidence to wear my arms out. I look at it as that's not my preference. So I'm not going to wear my arms out. And I can decide what I like and what I don't like without some people trying to define it as self-hate of my body. It's not. It isn't. And I don't like for it to move. It drives me crazy. And my elbows hurt. So I'm always going to either have on a three-quarter sleeve, or I'm going to have on a long sleeve. That's just me, and that's my preference. And guess what? When I get the skin removed, I may still decide not to wear my arms out. Maybe I'm not going to like the scar. I don't know. I'm going to be working diligently for that scar to be as unnoticeable as possible. But however, that's my preference. So going back to number five, you want to make sure that you enjoy your journey, that you celebrate yourself, that you praise yourself, that you turn your trials into triumphs, that you turn any failures into lessons and learn from them and come out on the other side. I'm talking about not just making lemonade out of lemons. I'm talking about lemon cookies. Now, they're going to be vegan for me. Lemon loaf cake. I'm talking about putting lemon in my tea. I'm going to use them lemons all the way up. Putting lemons in my smoothie, in my tea, whatever you want to call it, okay? You want to make sure that you come out on top when you're not feeling your best. And so those are the five ways to help you to shift your mindset from weight loss to wellness is going to benefit you. So you know what? I appreciate you all. I appreciate that you took the time to click on the link to find my podcast to listen. I don't take anything for granted. And if I have only touched one person tonight so that they wake up tomorrow and they are ready to shift their mindset so their entire life can be better and that they finally understand that being small or losing weight or a number on a scale does not mean that you're happy. It doesn't mean that you're healthy. It doesn't mean any of those things. Make sure you focus on all of the things that will result in you losing the unwanted weight. Okay. So again, I am Dr. Daryl. I'm your extreme weight loss coach, and I appreciate you joining me on the Cute, Carry, Confident Life. All I'm asking you to do is be cute, curvy, confident, and I believe in you. See y'all later. Bye.